This is Biz. I'm a stay-at-home mom with a baby boy and a daughter who's a full-blown kid.
And I'm Teresa, a part-time working mom with two little boys.
This is a show about life after giving life. Don't listen with your kids, because there will be swears. This is One Bad Mother. This week, on a very special Max Fun Week episode of One Bad Mother, we practice the art of forgiveness. Katie Bell is in love with the preacher's son, Teresa is not a monster, and Max Fun worlds collide when we talk with Dave and Abby Shumka from Stop Podcasting Yourself.
Woo!
No special Max Fun Week theme song wooing.
Yeah, I couldn't think of what the... Is there a Max Fun Week theme song?
Is there?
Per se, Lindsay?
Is there? Why is... And why not?
And why wouldn't there be?
Why? Clearly the most important part of Max Fun Week is proper theming. Is there a theme song?
Let's get on this.
Because in the
let's
5 seconds...
Let's get on this? Isn't that a song?
I think... Let's get on this. That's it, right? And clearly, from the moment we got out of our cars and walked into this very hot, tiny booth, we didn't pull it together enough to theme up our woos.
God,
I don't know,
damn it.
Max Fun Week makes me feel a little like, woo-woo, 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 woo-woo. I don't know. Something kind of, I don't even know what that was.
I like that.
We just lost half our listeners.
Do you want, should we just remind people what Max Fun Week is? I mean.
Yeah, Max Fun
check
Week.
Check it out, guys. We're here to have fun.
We're having fun. Unlike our normal shows.
Yeah. We're going to just be having fun. A lot of fun. No fundraising.
No. Yep. We're taking the fun out of fundraising and throwing away
throwing
the deraising.
Away the rest of that word.
The deraising. And we're just going to have a little fun here. We're going to have some. It's basically a time to celebrate all things Max Fun.
Yeah. And share the shows with people, friends who maybe have never heard our shows before, somebody who you think might enjoy our shows.
Yep. Maybe you've come to One Bad Mother via your motherhood or fatherhood ties to the topics we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you haven't had a chance to check out other Max Fun shows.
Yeah.
There are a lot, and they are varied.
Yeah, there's
and
they a are, lot of different
it's
stuff
really,
going on.
You like history? We got a little history podcast. We like doing it yourself. We got new do-it-yourself podcasts. Mm-hmm. You like supernatural stuff? We got that kind of... It's just a world of fun things to listen to when you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning with your adorable child who's not going the fuck to sleep. Max Fun Week. Woo-woo, woo-woo.
There are also a lot of listener challenges, so you want to make sure to, if you're not already following Max Fun HQ on Twitter, you want to do that, because we've got cool listener challenges going on all week. You can check out, just go to MaximumFun.org. There's a Max Fun Week info page, MaximumFun.org/MaxFunWeek.
There's going to be meetups. There's going to be all kinds of good
all
stuff.
All over the country.
Yep, we're going to talk a little bit about our own One Bad Mother Max Fun meetup.
Yep.
Happening in LA. We're going to talk to you about that later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out.
So great.
So great. So great, Max Fun Week. So great. Teresa.
Yeah.
How are you?
I think I'm pretty good.
Good.
Last night I was getting ready for bed. I was brushing my teeth.
Ooh, luxury.
And it was a joy.
It was just having some special you time.
Yeah, just having some me
your
time.
Teeth.
I also flossed.
Ooh.
And Jesse was watching the Giants game downstairs, and the Giants were winning. And sometimes Jesse gets a little, excited. The testosterone starts kind of flowing.
Sure.
He gets a little like intense when he gets excited. Yeah, amped is the perfect word. And so I can tell the game's going well because I can kind of hear him do like, woo! I'm like kind of like clapping his hands. And
right.
I can tell he's like standing up, you know, not sitting down watching this game. And what happened is what often happens when he gets like that, which is that one or both of my dogs start sort of cowering and they come up and they come up very slowly and quietly and to wherever I am and sort of cower under, you know, a chair or under behind the bathtub because they get a little nervous because the energy is a little intense for them.
Okay.
And they're little. They're little dogs.
They're little tiny. They are little tiny dogs.
Well, they're not
tiny
dogs.
They're not baseball dogs.
No.
They're not baseball loving dogs.
No. No, they don't understand
baseball.
The Giants
are a baseball team, right?
Yes.
It's not Alabama football, people. I don't pay attention to it. Go ahead.
So anyways, Sissy was doing this thing where she was like doing her little cowering thing in the corner. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm brushing my teeth.
Right.
Oh, poor Sissy. Like she's she's having like a little moment. She's kind of scared. And I'm saying, Sissy, it's all right. And I've talked about on this show before the fact that sometimes when I get a little crazy, like when I get a little mom rage action going on.
A.K.A. crazy.
Yeah. The dogs react a very similar way.
Right.
And what happened was I was standing there brushing my teeth and I saw Sissy doing this thing and it occurred to me, hey, I haven't really been a monster recently. It's been like some weeks, maybe even some months since I've like gone on a mom rampage, like stomping around the house,
right,
scaring everybody. Making the dogs cower. And I kind of give myself a little pat on the back.
Good job,
Something is starting to fall into place where I'm not going there. At least
or something is getting crammed way down.
That is right. Or we're just about to have a total meltdown tomorrow.
Right. Calm
it's
before
coming.
The storm.
Yeah.
Calm before the storm. Well, that's good.
Yay! I think so.
Good for you.
All right, thanks.
I'm only kind of jealous.
How are you?
Let me see if I can judge you somehow.
Yeah.
I'm all right. So, Katie Bell, my daughter, my eldest child, is 5 and she's in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And kindergarten is a whole new world of everything.
Learning.
And I will admit it's less learning ABCs and more learning social order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, I go to pick her up from school and I walk in, and I may have mentioned this on the show last week, actually. And she says, you know, Henry, this boy is trying to kiss me. And I was like, oh, you know, I just kind of make fun of the whole thing. Kissing. Oh, everybody stay away. Don't touch my dog. Blah, 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 blah. Hee, hee, hee. Because whatever.
They're in kindergarten.
It's kindergarten.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I pick her up and I bring her home, and she's doing her homework in the kitchen and I'm feeding Ellis. And I was like, how's it going? Well, how was school? And we're just chatting. And she says, Henry and I were trying to kiss today. And I was like, what? And she says, well, we were trying to kiss each other. I was like, did you kiss each other? No, we were just trying.
What does that mean?
I don't even know what that means. But I was like, well, good, because you don't kiss in kindergarten. I was like, is Henry still kissing all the other girls?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Henry had put a kibosh on this kissing stuff. And she was like, no, just me, because we're in love. And I was like, words were about to come out of my mouth, and like this like new voice showed up in my head that was like, stop, shut your mouth. Just shut it. Shut your mouth.
Mm.
Shut it. Say no kissing in kindergarten and move on, right? Mm. And you just need to stop because you don't need to encourage this, and you also don't need to necessarily like shame it.
Yeah.
Just no kissing in kindergarten. And so Stefan comes home and we're sitting at the table for dinner, and she tells Stefan, and his face is like, She's like, well, we were trying to kiss. So I, of course, say, show me what you mean by you guys were trying to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a jack-o'-lantern head. Like, we busted out the Halloween decorations. So, you know, the trick-or-treat jack-o'-lantern is sitting on the, show me with the jack-o'-lantern, right? And so she gives it to, like, picks it up. Well, we just kind of, like, come at each other like this. And then we don't do it. And, like, Stefan's like, leaving the table.
Oh,
I'm like, stop.
Because
actually,
you guys are
stop.
Trying not to laugh?
Right. So I'm like, I think Steph is just like, oh, no. Because part of it is, you should not be, this is getting serious suddenly.
Okay.
Suddenly, this has shifted to, let me tell you why it's getting serious.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I also said last week, I made a little reflective moment on, this is it. These are the friends. These are your friends.
Right.
These are your friends. Where your first boyfriend's going to be. Where your first, you know, these are your friends. I had this lovely vision of who all these kids were and their road together. And then I had this flashback to like, oh, no, this is also where it's, this is the kid who kissed everybody in kindergarten and is known as the kisser. Oh, she used to kiss her. Or this is the kid who, you know, there's always the kid who like, took a dump in the playground or something at 5 when they're young and they don't know. But it follows them all the way through, like, high school. So this is it. This is where Katie Bell could be known as the the kissing bandit or the kissing whatever. She's kissing everybody. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I don't... I know.
So I have a... genuinely have... Is it okay if I ask
please.
A question?
Please.
I just... I have no... I have no idea what I would do in that scenario. But, like, I remember... I had, like, a best friend who was a boy who had gone to my preschool, and we went to kindergarten together, and I remember that we used to kiss sometimes.
Yeah.
And it was, like, not even a thing. And then, as soon as a couple kids made fun of us that we kissed, it was over. And then, like, it wasn't a thing. It was just, like, we were still friends, but, you know, whatever. It was just not a thing. But I don't remember how my parents reacted to it. I think they knew about it, and I think they were friends with the other family, whatever. But, like, okay... Kids who are, like, in preschool or, like, babies, when they give each other a cute little kiss, parents think that that's adorable.
Right.
When does it become...
Not
like,
adorable.
When I hear you say... Yeah. When I hear you say no kissing in kindergarten, like, it makes sense to me, but I'm also, like, they're still so little. Like, I can more make sense of, like, no kissing in fifth grade or no kissing in fourth grade or... But actually, I don't even know. Like, when is
but
it...
I don't have the answer to this because they're not... All I know is they're not little anymore. There's this huge jump that has happened from, like... picking up KB on her last day of pre-K and, like, 2 months into kindergarten.
Yeah.
It is... She is her...
She's a full-blown kid.
She is a full-blown
kid. She's a full-blown kid,
And, like, so I think, like, also, I'm like, this is it. This is everything starting. Like, the new stuff is starting, and I'm not ready for the new stuff yet.
Yeah.
Though I've been dying for the new stuff. Like, we're, you know... I mean, the good news is that I do like this kid. This is a sweet, nice kid.
Okay.
He's already reading, and he's the preacher's son.
Very good.
I know, which we all know about preacher's kids. Out comes the booze and the kissing. I was trying to tell Stephen, that's the story of girls who are the preacher's daughter.
Yeah,
I don't know what preacher boys or preacher sons are like.
They're upstanding citizens.
Probably. Nothing going to happen to that boy, girl. Footloose. Just thinking about Footloose. No one's dancing in this town. They both have the confidence to survive this if anybody does make fun of them. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. It just went from like, everybody's trying to kiss each other and I don't give a shit to, what do you mean you're in love? So, that's it.
Yeah.
I guess... I don't know. That's all I have to report. I have nothing else to say on this.
So it's freaking you out and you don't know what to do.
A little freaking me out. Not like in the grand scheme of like all the things that freak me out on a daily basis, but like it's just, this is the latest development from kindergarten. So for those of you who haven't entered kindergarten yet, those of you already on the other side, you may all mock me mercilessly. It's fine. Right? It's adorable. I know how adorable it is.
Or how about instead of mocking you, they could just like tell you it's going to be okay.
That's right. Thank God Teresa is on this show. You guys can all tell me it's going to be okay. And then snicker quietly amongst yourselves with your partners. And for those of you who are coming, I'm just telling you, this is coming.
Fuck.
This is coming. So lock up your daughters. Regardless of how this comes out, I know that what I'm going to have to do is forgive myself. For however badly I am reacting at this moment to her telling me about this. So I think that's a nice segue into talking more about forgiveness as parents that we're going to spend a little time talking about on today's very special Max Fun Week One Bad Mother episode. Woo, 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 woo.
Please take a moment to remember, if you're friends of the hosts of One Bad Mother, you should assume that when we talk about other moms, we're talking about you.
If you are married to the host of One Bad Mother, we definitely are talking about you.
Nothing we say constitutes professional parenting advice.
Biz and Teresa's children are brilliant, lovely, and exceedingly extraordinary.
Nothing said on this podcast about them implies otherwise.
Teresa.
Yes.
Let's just start off by saying... we are really great moms.
Yeah.
We're doing a great job.
We are great.
Time and time again, I think this show proves that we're nailing it and we never make any mistakes.
Mm-hmm. I think what we've done as moms is like we both really had a vision of the kind of mom we were going to be before we became moms. And then when we had our children, we just set out to achieve every step of that vision and make it all come true one step at a time.
Right.
And we've really succeeded at that without really any surprises along the way.
No surprises. Really, guys, all you have to do is set your mind to it. And you can do it.
Yeah. It's perfection, perfection,
perfection,
perfection,
perfection. Okay. In all seriousness, we fuck up all the time as parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oops, we had kids.
Yeah.
Hey, none of you guys are acting like you're supposed to be acting.
Mm-hmm.
And I am definitely not acting like I'm supposed to be. Like, let's take it back to the lies that we tell ourselves before we have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to tell my child I'm leaving them if they don't start coming with me right this minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to feed my child, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
I'm never
going to yell.
I'm never going to yell
at
my children ever.
Or, like, kind of the opposite. Like, I'm never going to bring my child into my bed.
Right.
Like, I'm never going to.
Right. Yeah. The list goes on and on and on, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we mess up, I think this stems from the fact that we keep getting, and we mentioned this last week on the show, and it's really what spawned this conversation, that we keep getting emails and letters and comments from listeners who say, you know, I'm having such a hard time as a parent. And like it's such a struggle, and I feel so alone, and it's so great to hear you guys take the spin off of the perfection picture,
mm-hmm.
and saying that it's hard. And Teresa and I just keep being amazed that like that we're still at this place as a society where we're beating ourselves up for this.
Yeah,
it is time to forgive ourselves from feeling like we're failing as parents.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's really what today's show about is how do we forgive ourselves and, you know, what can we do to break that cycle?
Yeah.
So, Teresa, how do you forgive yourself? Like, how long does it take? I mean, do you hold on to it? Like, I sometimes hold on to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a holder.
Yeah.
I am an emotional hoarder.
Yeah.
And even after I say to myself, you know what? Like, I'll say something just ugly to Katie Bell, or I'll go back on something. Like, I've asked her to stop chewing her fingernails because
mm-hmm.
they're like getting infected and they're bad. It's like, mm-hmm. she's got to stop. So I say, if you do it for a week, if you can get through a week without biting and chewing your fingernails, we'll go get a manicure.
Mm-hmm.
And she does. And she's so proud. And I'm so proud. I'm like, all right, this weekend, we're going to do that. And then, like, the next day, she's shoving her fingers in her mouth.
Mm.
And I'm like, take your fingers out of your mouth. And because I'm in a bad mood. I'm like, take them out. And she does and sticks them right back in there. And I'm like, all right, we're not doing the manicure. And as soon as it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, no, that's actually not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. I am sorry.
Yeah.
We are, in fact, going to do the manicure. I'm sorry. She goes, did you change your mind? I was like, you know what, Katie Bell? That was something I already promised you for doing a good job. And I want to show you how proud I am of you doing the good job by giving you this. And that was a mistake that I made by taking that away as a punishment.
Wow.
And I apologize.
Wow.
And then she
job.
Was like, Mama, I can't hear wild crats. And I was like, I'm going to tear the entire fucking house apart.
Yeah.
But.
Oh my God. Yes.
Fucking 5-year-olds.
Yes.
Like, why is everybody?
You're the one that's talking to me.
I keep thinking back to our guest list. Was, everybody stop being a dick to Mom.
Yeah.
So yeah. I've been thinking about that forever. But. I had to sit there,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel like that comes out of, like, a constant state of saying, it's okay that I just said that and that was bullshit.
Yeah.
And I can suck it up and say that was wrong and move on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've been sitting around for, like, 2 days being like, why did I even say that?
Yeah.
Why am I not better?
Yeah.
Why can't I have more patience?
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
I don't know.
Show's over. Shit.
I don't know.
I need you to know.
No, I think it takes practice. I know.
Everything in parenting is practice and patience.
Doing it over and over again. Yeah. Let's just give up.
Good. Good. I've just been waiting for somebody to tell me that.
No, but I was thinking like... I will never forget this, like, one first thing that I sort of consider, like, my big first mistake as a mom. And it took me a long time to forgive myself for this, but I have. Okay. I was, Simon was probably about 3 weeks old, or maybe 4 weeks old.
But it's your first son.
My first baby.
Your first baby, 3 weeks
and
old.
I'm just gonna say, Jessie and I did some reading in advance of the baby about sleep stuff. Jessie suffers, I've said it before, suffers from chronic migraines. One of his triggers is sleep interruptions. Mm-hmm. And we were very hopeful that we could get into a schedule with the baby from a young age, establishing good sleep habits and helping the baby sleep more at night. One of the books somebody told us to read was this book called On Becoming Baby Wise, which has sort of been debunked since then because, or at least they've been forced to like rewrite it or something, because it incorporates some weird like feeding recommendations for newborns that are not recommended by pediatricians. And one of those things is you basically like are trying to wait for longer periods of time. You're trying to teach your newborn to wait for like 2-3 hours to eat.
Okay.
And the theory is like once your baby has gotten used to eating every 3 hours, they're going to sleep for longer stretches because they're going to eat more each time and they're going to be used to going for longer amounts of time without eating. Okay. So again, new mom, flailing, no idea what the fuck to do. And I very quickly figured out that this book was not for me.
Right.
However, when Simon was still really new, I was sort of trying to follow some of the recommendations. And there was a day that I will just never forget. I was like outside with him. I had him in the Moby wrap. I was still, it's like I was into conflicting things because I was doing like all the baby carrying and stuff and, you know, exclusively breastfeeding. And I had him in the Moby wrap and I had just fed him like maybe 40 minutes ago or something. And I was throwing the ball for the dog.
Yeah.
And he was crying. And I'm like, go to sleep. It's time for you to go to sleep, you know? But he was making the total hand signals that they tell you to look for with newborns when they're hungry. Like, basically just putting his fist to his mouth and crying. I mean, it was, like, to the point where he was, like, screaming and, like, trying to... I mean, it was so obvious he was rooting.
Right.
Like, he wanted... He was hungry.
He was hungry. Right.
And I was just, like, I don't know if I was tired or I was trying to follow the rules or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just, like... No, you can't be hungry right now. Like, you can't be, you can't be, you can't be. And I, just, like, after a few minutes, he fell asleep in the Moby wrap. And, like, the minute he fell asleep, I was just, like, drenched in guilt. Like, I just felt like, am I insane? Like, I'm actually getting chills just, like, remembering this. It's, like, it's such, it was one moment in time in the grand scheme of Simon's life. But, like... I felt ill. It was so horrible. I was like, why? What the fuck? Like, what? What am I doing? And that helped me decide, you know, this isn't working for me. And to, like, look for something else, which we did. And, you know, that never happened again.
Yeah.
I never did that again. And, like, but that haunted me for years, I will even say. Like, thinking back and feeling, and just feeling like, you know, he couldn't, I wasn't giving him what he needed, and I was, like, deliberately ignoring his communicating, and even though it was this one time, it was really hard for me to let go of, but I will say, like, I think part of the way I've been able to forgive myself is, like, from, you know, most of the mistakes that I think I've made as a parent have been things I learned from, or things that were meaningful in some way, like, you know, that experience was, it happened when he was like 3 weeks old and then it never happened again. And I like figured out a better way. And that, and it, that happening helped me to figure out a better way.
I was saying,
you know,
that is
like
such an intense memory that it like actually washed over me as well for all the moments that I've had like that where it's like, I'm going to let the, you know, Ellis cry it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to like, you know, take away the pacifier. I mean, everybody's got to have these moments of there. And it stems, I think, a little bit from that pressure of how am I supposed to be doing this?
Yeah.
We all come into this brand new,
yeah,
with very little experience. Even if it's your third or fourth child, for some reason,
yeah,
you still, it's
they're
not life because they're different.
Yeah.
And you go to try and find help. You then, it comes down to not trusting your instincts. And because that's for me. For me, my biggest ones are where I don't trust my instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't even have to be about my kids. I mean, you know, I think the cat's sick. Oh, maybe he's not. Maybe it's the, you know,
yeah,
and then like,
yeah,
he's really sick.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if that's a, is that a, you know, is there something wrong with the car? You know,
yeah,
and then there's something right. Is that a gas leak? I mean, like really stuff like that where I'm like, maybe I'm just crazy.
Right.
Maybe, you know, maybe the preschool that I sent Katie Bell to isn't a horrible preschool.
Yeah.
You know, and then I feel, because for me, like one of my big ones was Katie Bell's first preschool experience,
right,
where I was like, this place seems so fucking fucked up. And
yeah,
like every part of me is screaming, leave, leave, leave. And we stayed that whole day. And I came home and I cried all afternoon because I was like, why didn't I just pick my child up and walk the fuck out?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think some of the stuff that's so hard to forgive,
mm-hmm,
at least for me, is not listening to my instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And for some strange reason, as parents, I feel like we are constantly being bombarded with don't listen to your instincts.
Yeah, it's really true.
Don't,
yeah.
This is the best way to feed your baby. This
yeah
is the best way to help your baby go to sleep.
Yeah.
This is your best way to, you know, get your baby to stop having milk or take time off for yourself or whatever
yeah
it is.
Mm.
I guess for me, I just really try and sit there and say, and this only comes from, I think, the help of the show, like having, you know, being able to come in and vent and talk,
mm-hmm,
and like, and especially listening to our listeners,
mm-hmm,
when they call in,
yeah,
with their rants or their genius and fails, or you guys post on the Facebook page or you tweet something. It's really, I think there's something to fostering the sense of you aren't alone. I mean, we were
yeah
joking at the beginning, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
We're all doing this. We're all making mistakes that probably 10 years from now we'll look back and be like, that's not that big.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it feels like it.
Totally. What about, like, I feel like another big area where we need to work on, like, forgiving ourselves is, like, the thoughts that we have
yep
about our kids sometimes.
Mm, so
like,
true.
I think that is a really tough one because, like, you know, I'll find myself, like we've said it before on the show, like when the baby has been screaming,
mm-hmm,
and you can't get the baby to stop
yeah
screaming, and it feels like a screwdriver
sure
going into your ear. Like sometimes you think to yourself, like, what the fuck? Like
right
I fucking hate this.
Yeah.
And I think it's really easy, or worse.
Yeah.
And I think it's really easy to feel so ashamed, even
right
internally, even without telling anyone, just feeling so ashamed of even having those thoughts about your own children, who obviously you love
right
more than life itself.
Yeah.
And you just feel like, why am I having these thoughts? Or like, why am I thinking this about my children? Like,
so
why?
So there's something wrong with me for having these
yeah
thoughts,
like,
and I'm a horrible
yeah
person
and
for
why,
thinking
and,
it.
And like we've said before, like, why am I not enjoying this?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is my dream of all dreams to have children.
Right.
Why am I so fucking miserable?
Yeah.
I think that's something I struggle with.
Yeah.
Regularly. And one of the ways that, I don't know if I've shared this before, but one of the ways that I deal with like those kind of feelings is like, I really do try to shrug it off in the moment. Like, I really do try to just go, like, I try to acknowledge like the almost like the chemical reaction that
right
is happening. Like, it fucking sucks to hear a baby screaming.
Yes.
That's just really hard. That's not really something about me or about my baby.
That's right.
It's a thing that is just
truly
existing
horrible to hear.
Biologically, this
right
is happening. And I just try not to. It's kind of like how you so instantly let go of the, like, changing gears with the manicure. It's
right
like, you said, like, well, then we're not going to do that. And then you're like, no. You know, you immediately were like, no.
Right.
And it's so hard not to, like, solidify, like, and grasp on
right
to every sort of thought you go with.
Right.
It's very easy to say, like, you know, oh, you know, this is such a hard morning. Oh, this is so, and just like spiral out of control
yeah
from there. It's miserable. I'm doing a bad job.
Right.
Like, and it's, it, I think it can go to that place so quickly.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I was saying, like, about practice, like, what I'm really trying to practice, and it's hard, is just, like, the minute I have that first thought is just kind of go, like, well, there's that thought.
Well, too
okay,
bad.
Great.
Still got to scream in bed. Because mine's always, like, I'll have these moments in the kitchen. Like, it's usually, like, right around the end of the day where I'm like, this was a really big mistake.
You mean like having kids?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, in particular, Ella's.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm like, this is too much.
Yeah.
This was a mistake.
Yeah.
This was a mistake.
Yeah.
And then my response is,
well,
too fucking bad.
Yeah. So what if it was?
Enjoy your lemonade, biz. You know, like choke it down.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not. It's not a mistake. There are like so many great moments.
No, but it's okay to think that.
That's
like, that's
right.
It's fine to have that thought. Like having that thought does not make it a mistake or not a mistake.
All right, I got it.
It's just a thought about it.
This is how we're going to handle this.
Okay.
I mean, we already seem like complete crazy people in our own homes.
True.
So as Katie Bell's doing her homework and she's learning stuff, like there are certain times where I'll be like, call it out before you write it down because she rushes.
Uh-huh.
So before let's say she's going to have to identify the color yellow and then write out yellow.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'm like, when you get to, you know, this one, call it out. So she'll sit there and be like, yellow, write it down.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we're brushing her teeth. She like speeds. I'm like, seven times, yell it out. Mm-hmm. One, brush, brush, brush. Two, brush, brush. So now I think maybe as I stand in the kitchen and I say, this was a mistake,
mm-hmm.
I should immediately yell out, no, I wasn't. Or, I don't really mean that.
Yeah.
Or like, just like whatever. Like, that's okay to think that, biz.
Yeah.
And then just go back to scrubbing
like
the
that.
Pot.
I like it.
Like, that's it. I think we should just start screaming out self-affirmations.
I love that,
and just
actually.
Be like, because and this is true.
Yeah.
Start trying to scream out the positive affirmations as opposed to, like, the other night I was, like, spinning the fucking salad in the salad spinner and I was so fucking pissed that I just proceeded to, like, fist spin the salad. I was just like punching the salad spinner and it was like so aggressive and horrible and it didn't make me feel any fucking
Mm-mm.
better. And I was like, but instead I could have been like, it's okay to feel like shit right now. Spin, 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 spin. So that's my challenge to everybody.
Oh man.
That's, you know, I forgive myself.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay. Because I think that's really the core of it. I think it's, you know, it's less about the mistakes. It's less about, it really is.
Yeah.
We're going to, good luck.
Yeah.
Try not to make those.
Yeah.
It's really all about the forgiveness for the mistakes so that you can move on.
Totally.
None of us want to be bitter fucking pills.
No.
Or at least brought on by ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we have children to blame that on later. We want to always be friends and unconditional to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, let's skip on to our genius and fail segments.
Hi, I'm Julie Sabatier, host of Destination DIY. It's a show about people taking matters into their own hands. And we're really excited to be bringing it to Maximum Fun.
You know, having that experience of I can do that makes me feel like I can almost do anything.
Here at Destination DIY, we like to push the do-it-yourself envelope beyond crafts and home improvement. So tune in to hear the stories of makers, builders, inventors, and all kinds of creative people.
You can essentially build a do-it-yourself space program today, and now, luckily, I'm part of that.
Check out Destination DIY at MaximumFun.org or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Hey, you know what it's time for? This week's Genius and Fails. This is the part of the show where we share our genius moment of the week, as well as our failures, and feel better about ourselves by hearing yours. You can share some of your own by calling 206-350-9485. That's 206-350-9485.
Genius Fail Time. The most unrelated segment to anything we talked about today in the show. Teresa, we need some genius moments.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh, my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh, my God. That's fucking genius.
It's really easy for me to go
be
through.
Be a parent.
Yeah. It's really easy for me to just be great all the time. Morning, noon, and night.
Yep.
No, it's easy for me to go through a shit ton of paper towels like every week. And I always feel really guilty about it because it's like way too much.
Yeah.
But it's so easy. I need them for stuff constantly.
Right.
And last week we were having a heat wave. And all of our, like, Costco paper towels are in the garage.
Mm.
And we ran out of paper towels in the kitchen. And I just was really hot, and I really didn't want to go to the garage and get some more paper towels. So I was like, I'm going to save this for later. And then, like, I kind of made it through the rest of the day without any paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, I was like, I don't really want to go get more paper towels. And I did really well, like, not using paper towels yesterday. So maybe I'll just try not to use paper towels today. And I did that for, like, a whole week. I just went for
amazing?
A whole week without paper towels. It was awesome.
Genius born from laziness.
Yeah.
That's great.
And, like, being overheated.
Yeah. No, that's great. Good job.
Thanks.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
So I know that was something that was important to you.
Yeah, it's like it's something I'm trying to work on.
No, it's good. Boy, just so you know, it has affected me, and I've been trying to work on that too.
Cool.
Good job.
Nice.
I'm actually going to give this genius moment to Stefan. Katie Bell never wants to stay seated at the table. So, like, whenever we're at the table for dinner and she wants to, like, if she has to tell us anything that happened in school, it involves mm-hmm. getting up mm-hmm. and recreating it
mm-hmm.
on the stage mm-hmm. that is her life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always like, Katie Bell, sit down. Or she's, like, up on her knees. I mean, she's, like, we have, like, a picnic-style table, like, set up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was driving us nuts. And Stefan finally was like, you know what I got? You know what I got right here? I got a big jar of butt glue. I am going to stick you to this seat. And so he's like, you know, he's like, big swab of imaginary butt glue in his hand. She like, he's like, stand up. And he's like, you know, rubs butt glue all over. And she's like, you know, sits her back down and is like, you know, like makes a little funny noise. And for the last 3 days, this has actually worked. And
oh
if she starts to get up, we add extra butt glue.
Oh, you need more butt glue.
We need more butt glue. Clearly, because after 5, you just start saying butt. Your adorable bumness is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just butts all the time in here. I mean, she's mature enough.
Is adorable.
Look, she's mature enough. She's kissing. She's in love.
All right.
So she's mature enough for the word butt.
She's trying to
do you
kiss.
You know how hard it was
she's
for me?
She's not kissing you. She's trying
do you know how hard it was for me to be like, well, if you're old enough to kiss and be in love, you're old enough to do your homework.
I have a 4.5-year-old and almost 2-year-old. And whenever I come home from work, they love to play, which I love to play with them, but I'm also exhausted from my day. And so, whenever the 4.5-year-old is wanting to play imaginary play, which is quite often, and if whenever I get brought into the scenario, whenever I'm imaginary driving, I've convinced her that I am driving a lay-down car, and so I'm able to lay down in the middle of the living room or playroom or wherever it is we're playing, and still be playing, but also I'm laying down, so there you go. So that's my genius moment. Thanks.
Good job, Dad.
That's great.
That was really great, especially that imaginary play.
Oh,
you
got to
get creative up in there.
Seriously.
You have got to make it work for you.
Yeah.
However.
Get comfortable somehow.
Somehow. In this,
full laundry
I am a princess.
Yeah.
Who is trapped reading Bon Appetit.
Yeah.
So that's the rule. That's my rule for the game. Good job, Dad.
Yep.
Oh. Probably won't last long. Let's remind ourselves how not perfect we actually are, and share our failures. Teresa?
Yeah?
Please make me feel better with your fail.
I think I will.
Fail! 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 Fail!
You suck.
We have this little reading lamp on my bedside table that is not really safe to be near children. It's very old. It's like a vintage lamp. It's very cute. But, like, it just looks like it's going to start an electrical fire, like,
anytime. Oh, sure, yeah.
Like, anytime. And it has an exposed light bulb.
Great.
And it's always been on my bedside table. And Simon has always tried to reach for it and play with it. And we've constantly had
we
to...
We will never change that lamp.
We'll never change it. It's just there. I don't know what to say about it.
I have like a million of those in my house.
It's
I'm totally with you on
this. Someday we won't have to worry about it anymore. It'll still be there. I don't know. Or whatever.
Or
this will happen.
Right.
Which is what I'm about to say. So Simon is just always trying to grab it and play with it and mess with it and turn it on and off, which even I'm saying it's so vintage that even turning it on and off gives me this feeling like he's going to, like, get shocked
it's like
or
a flint.
Something.
It's like
yeah.
a flint. He's actually striking
exactly.
a match every time he turns it on and
exactly.
off.
Exactly. And so the rule has been, like, don't touch it. Don't right. play with it. Just don't touch it. Don't play with it.
Right.
Period. And guess how often he follows that rule? Never.
Never.
Never once. Mm-hmm. It's constantly just me, like, physically moving him away from it.
Right.
So... recently, though, okay, so he's a little over 3 now. So this is like a long time
yeah.
going. And I'm thinking like someday he will eventually not care about this anymore. So the other night we're like getting his jammies on the bed and he somehow gets over there and puts his finger on the bulb and burns his finger.
Oh.
And actually burns his finger. Yeah. And it actually hurt enough yeah. that like it was bothering him late. Like
yeah.
we put it under cold water and then it was like... You know that feeling when you have a little burn
yeah.
and, like, it doesn't go away for, like, a couple days. Like, that it just hurts,
right.
you know? And I'm like, you know, I felt really bad, but
yeah.
I was also kind of like, you know.
I've told you for 3 years,
I've been
don't
telling
touch
you not to touch it. And there was this part of me that's like, well, like, maybe now
yeah.
at least he's not going to touch it. And, like, hopefully no harm, no foul. Like, it's going
right.
to hurt, but it'll be gone, you know? It's not like
yeah.
it wasn't like a blister burn.
No.
It was just a little burn. And so that's what I'm thinking to myself.
Right.
Well, like 3 nights later, he goes for it again, Biz. I'm not kidding you. Like, I almost cried because I was like, really?
What happened
like,
to
what?
Touch the iron? Iron is
what
hot.
What happened
yeah.
last time? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I guess it just didn't.
Well,
didn't click, or he just wanted to. I honestly don't even. I'm so at a loss on this
yeah.
one. Like, I just think it's just a fail all around.
It's just a fail.
That
it's
I
a
guess
fail
that
for
I,
everybody.
For everybody. We've all failed.
I really think it's
Simon.
More of a fail on Simon.
But the lamp just needs to not be
there. Well, sure,
I mean,
the lamp needs to not be there.
You know?
Yeah. What do I got? Well, I mean, mine ties right into this week. Thing. And
mm-hmm.
that it's basically my fail is that I have gotten bent out of joint about just everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just have reached my limit
mm-hmm.
on being great.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just coming out in the worst of ways. And so I just like I just feel like that's just a big failure.
Mm-hmm.
So just overall, you
okay.
know, and the kids taking away your
yeah.
taking away your manicure. Just
I'm
overall
sorry.
Being lousy. And I gotta and to tie it back to our episode, I gotta get over it. I gotta forgive myself
yeah.
for it.
You gotta do that.
And move on.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna say,
yeah.
since this is a fail segment,
yeah,
you do suck.
I do suck.
But I think you're gonna pull it together.
Eventually.
I think you're gonna come around.
Or I'm gonna go get some milk and never come back.
Hi, I have a fail. I can only call and say this now because I've had some time to sort of get a little distance from it. Me and my mom were down at a festival about an hour away from where we live, or a little bit less than that, about 40 minutes away from where we live. And we were having a great time. I had my 2 kids. I got a 2.5-year-old, and I have a 2-month-old little baby. We were having a great time, whatever. We're walking around with the double stroller, and I had the baby sitting in her car seat in the double stroller, not latched in. So as it generally goes, we get back to the car. My mom puts the baby into the car and, you know, clicks it down into the base, not realizing that she was not buckled in. So we get on the road, we drive, we're on a highway with like, you know, going 65, 70 miles an hour. All the way back home, I drop my mom off, And then it hits me. I look back at the baby, and I realize that she has been not strapped into her car seat for the whole trip. So that's what happened. And I got home and freaked out and called my husband and cried because it was so terrifying. And that's my big fail. Thanks, guys. I love the show.
I think this is a perfect failure for the show.
Mm-hmm.
First, I have to say, our longtime listeners know that this is like the eighth. Mm-hmm. I didn't buckle my kid in call that I've just put on the show.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The stack of I accidentally forgot to not buckle my kid in pile of fail calls that I have are many.
Yeah.
Are many. And this is such a great example of, look, yeah, everybody needs to double check.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should all be buckling.
Everybody should
in.
Be buckling. Yeah. This is not like a, hey, good no job big, not
yeah.
buckling.
No.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
Buckle your fucking kids in.
Yeah.
I have moments where I'm driving in the car and I'm scared I've just like left the car seat on the side of the road. You know what I mean? Like where I'm like, hey, is Ellis even in the car?
Yeah.
Or Ellis isn't supposed to be in the car. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, 'cause you go crazy. You go crazy, especially at that age when they're that young.
Yeah.
So, you know, so yes, you should be buckling your kid in.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Wow. You are not alone in this.
Right.
I just had my version of this recently. Teresa had hers.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we've had a million calls come in. This is one of those ones. I'm glad that you have worked on forgiving yourself for this. Yes, you totally failed.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the segment is about.
Mm-hmm.
Openly admitting and mocking our failures. But that said, this is a great example of a good reason to forgive yourself by reminding yourself that you are not alone in these types of mistakes.
And your baby is okay.
And
you're doing
a
good job
taking
care of your baby.
That is exactly right. Good job.
And I blame your mom.
I blame your mom, too. Let's just blame you. Where was your husband during all this? Let's blame your husband. Because we're a 1980s sitcom. Okay.
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you, I love you. When I have a problem, I call you on the phone. I love you, I love you.
Teresa.
Yes?
Let's call a mom.
Great.
You know what would be even better? Calling a mom and a dad.
All right.
Woo, 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 woo. Special Max Fun Week. Call a mom segment. We, this week, are going to be talking to Dave Shumka, host of Stop Podcasting Yourself, and his lovely wife, Abby Shumka, who is her own person. Welcome, Dave and Abby.
Hi, guys.
I was laughing at the who is her own person because you are soon going to be not only your own person and wife of Dave Shumka, you are now about to fall into the honorary category of you're just a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made my own person.
Yeah, I want that. Look at the spin she's put on it.
Yeah, that's
I love
good.
It.
Well, I guess technically I share her, I guess. I made her, really.
Yeah, we're out of time.
I did most of the work.
Let's get real. You did most of the work. let's don't give away any of the magic. Let's start right off with the question we ask everybody, which is who lives in your house, you know, in case there's more?
In our house, there's me.
Yeah, and there's me.
And there's Dave.
And there's our dog, Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a brand new baby, Margot.
Oh,
yep, she's sitting right here.
Hi, Margo.
Hi, Margo. She's so quiet. Is there a boob in her mouth?
Yeah. She's being fed.
There's actually a show here. We did a whole show where I had to bring Ellis when he was like,
it's
like 7 weeks old or something like that. And it was just like, here is your bosom.
He might have been like 5 weeks
he
old.
He was really young. I think I was crying
little.
The whole show.
Yeah, you
yeah,
were.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
That was probably it. I was tired. all right. So you guys have just had a baby girl. How old is Miss Margot right now?
She is 3 weeks today.
Aww.
Oh, she's so new. She's new.
Does she have all her fingers and all her toes?
Yeah, fingers and
she
toes.
She does.
Yeah. Got a mouthful of teeth.
Yeah, good.
Full head of hair.
That's how they come out.
Tattoo.
Good. Excellent.
Is the tattoo of Grandpa?
Yeah, the tattoo is it's a full back piece.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's adorable. That's nice. I'm gonna go in different directions than I thought I was gonna go.
Okay.
In talking to you guys, let's talk about really the most important member of the family, who is clearly Grandpa the dog. We have some fans that enjoy pets, probably more than their kids. So let's talk a little.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. I was gonna say, what was the prepper? What did you do? How much prep did you do to prep Grandpa for the arrival of baby Margot?
We didn't do much. He's a super awesome dog. He's never been aggressive or possessive or territorial or anything. So we weren't terribly worried about him. We were curious as to see what would happen.
Right.
Mostly he's just being very patient as we make him wait for walks.
Oh.
And he doesn't get as many walks as he used to. But he's also 10 years old, which is better for us too. So he doesn't need as much exercise as he used to. So we timed it really nicely, waiting this long to have a baby.
good planning.
Yeah. He peed in the house for the first time in 10 years.
Oh.
Like, he just started peeing in the house a few months ago.
In the baby's room too.
That may be a clue.
We looked it up, and maybe it's a hey, this is my room, or hey, maybe this is our room.
Yeah, it might be like, hey, I'm taking care of this baby.
Again,
these are some amazing positive spends.
Yeah.
Like the week before she arrived, we got all the carpets cleaned, and then he just pissed all over them.
That's like an invitation to dogs. Yeah. I feel like they're like, oh, you did this for me to piss here.
That's
a blank canvas.
Yeah, thank you.
So how much of a failure did that feel like after recarpeting the whole house and having the dog pee on it?
Yeah, it was pretty frustrating.
Yeah, that's because you guys told that story with such a level of joy to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys still have maintained a fabulous sense of humor. Exactly.
Laughter's enforced it all.
That's right. But here's a question. I did have this question. Grandpa has his own Tumblr.
He does.
How much?
And most of my Instagram.
Right. How do you? So we have no problem posting pictures of the dog. Will Margot have her own Tumblr? Will Margot have an online life? Have you thought about it?
It's really strange waters to try to navigate, right? Because they're trying to, obviously I have a lot of family who lives overseas or, across the country, and they all want pictures all the time.
Right.
So at the moment, I've just created like a private Facebook group.
Yeah.
Where I've just, I can just add a list of people who I deem as, okay to see pictures of the baby.
Right.
And I put some on Instagram every once in a while. And, but it's tough because, she's going to have this full internet presence through no fault or direction of her own.
She already has a fan base.
Yeah, I know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so it's really strange to try to, and I must admit I've posted a few unflattering pictures of her.
I try to balance them out with cute ones.
And she makes a lot of funny faces. What are you going to do? And she's adorable.
Well, here's the struggle. I know the struggle that my husband and I, who are both comedians, have, is that we think a lot of things are funny and that usually aren't, or that no one else finds appropriate. And we tend to think it's even funnier if we put them out there for the world to see. And so there's always this challenge of and we've made a lot of mistakes. I would say that the first 2 years of Katie Bell's life is an online mistake of probably pictures of her that should not be up, and us making snarky comments that we think are funny, basically mocking our own child. So Dave, do you, especially just you've got a Tumblr, you do a lot of the show, stop podcasting yourself, you guys share a lot of personal stuff on it. How hard is it to and she's only 3 weeks, so you really haven't had a chance yet to really mess everything up. But how hard is it for you to not want to create put the stuff out there because it is kind of funny.
Or like, or reveal everything.
Or reveal everything. Yeah, basically reveal everything. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's weird. But yeah, she is just 3 weeks old, and honestly, it's like we've done. I think we've recorded 2 or 3 episodes since then, and I've told the story of her being born, and then a story about getting kicked out of breastfeeding class because I'm a man. Yeah, it hasn't been too hard. It's you're just so exhausted all the time. It's like, well, I could post this picture, or I could just try to sleep for 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk.
But I don't think the stories are a problem. Like, I think.
Because it turns out having a baby is actually kind of boring, right?
they're pretty boring.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't that's do. They're not that much fun for a while.
I'm always on the verge of sleep.
Yeah.
So boring.
Well, so let's talk a little bit. You guys, from what I understand, both eager to be parents, ready. Abby, I hear through the grapevine that you're like, I want to mom it up. I am doing the mom.
I was ready a few years before Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was also ready to get married a few years before Dave.
What are you,
that never happened.
Are you reading my diary? What is,
yeah. We got there in the end.
So is it today, 3 weeks in, and let's never forget the pregnancy time. Is it everything that you imagined?
it's been real. It's been real brief, and I just read a whole bunch of books.
Yep.
She popped out, and there we go.
Well, and while we're adding to this amazing story, you guys live in Canada. As far as I understand it, not only are you guys both getting parental leave. Let me use that word correctly and not call it maternity leave. Parental leave, because everybody's actually a parent here and gets to take time off and gets the same equal respect. There's like a nanny waiting for you probably at the hospital and just comes home and they're like a perfect match and like somebody actually comes and feeds your baby and you
never have to work again, I
think. There's no latching problems, right? Breastfeeding, easy. Or if you don't want to breastfeed, that's also easy. Like whatever it is.
If they poop, you never see it.
You know, they never, this magic, Canadians don't poop, I believe. Is what I heard.
The government's got us pretty well taken care of up here.
Yeah, no, it's pretty great. Like, we are both on leave.
We're making light of it. But
we are.
No, tell us actually, like, what you got.
Because we really like to know.
We want to drool over it.
Yeah, we do.
Well, Abby's not technically on leave. She's just...
I do, like, contract work and stuff, so I can just decide, like, oh, I don't want to work anymore.
Right.
So I just told my boss, I'm like, okay, mid-July, peace out. I'm fucking off, and you'll call me maybe in a year. We'll see.
Cool. That's nice. I like
and
it.
And then Dave. Dave's got a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, I've got a few months off from work.
Wow.
But it is still like, it's Canada, and it's a lot of bureaucracy to go through the government to get all this stuff. So it's like, I assume I have paid leave, but it's been 3 weeks, and no one's really returning phone calls.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's still bureaucracy.
A check has not appeared in the mail yet.
Right.
No.
Okay. All right.
We think we filled out all the forms.
Well, let's actually get down to the, how is it to both have the time off? I got to tell you, because I think a lot of the things that we hear from listeners I know that Teresa and I both have experienced, we both had some time off where our spouses were able to be involved and then not. and then it was just kind of us in the house for as long as we could be before we had to get back into work. How nice is it? I mean, does everybody, do you guys both feel pretty same? I mean, is it as magical as we hope it would be? Like everybody's kind of getting equal time and rest and bonding?
It's really great to be able to tag team 24/7.
Yeah.
And my parents were here for a couple weeks too, which was nice. We had two extra, very willing hands to take the baby off of.
I'm sure.
But it's still, our days are jam packed and we're still exhausted. But I was having a rough night of breastfeeding the other night. It was super frustrating, and I just wanted to fucking chuck something through the window because I was getting so frustrated.
Yeah.
And I was able to hand her off to Dave and, like, go sit in another room.
Wow.
And listen to a podcast for, like, half an hour.
That's
and
nice.
And decompress a little bit.
Like, you know, you hear of these couples who are like, yeah, they went camping with their three-day-old baby. Or like, yeah, like they went to a wedding and they brought their new, like, are you guys going to like do any crazy?
Yeah,
like,
how crazy
we're gonna
are
fly
you guys
across
feeling?
We're going to go rent an RV.
I couldn't
and
make it through Whole Foods for like 30 minutes.
I know. Like what? Yeah. Yeah.
What are you guys going to do?
What's hard?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, we were thinking at some point, while Dave's off between now and February, trying to go like take a driving trip down to Portland or something,
yeah,
and for a few days, and but that's about it, and we have no like out of
yeah. Well, we're not gonna go on any airplanes. Or
you're not trying to turn this into a vacation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that is like part of it is that people are like, well, we have this time off, we should like go to Disneyland.
Right.
And people say that it's like it's easier to travel with, you know, a 2-month-old than it is a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends.
Kinda. Yeah.
All right. So actually, I'm actually going to stop talking about your beautiful child for a second.
How dare you?
I know. What a jerk. We actually have, this is Max Fun Week. Woohoo! Where worlds are colliding. We're crossing over. We have a little, we've decided to do a little woo-woo theme song. Woo-woo-woo-woo. I don't know.
I couldn't remember.
It's now yeah, that's turned back into, I think, a Family Ties theme song.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
All right.
But the question is, we have a lot of listeners who came to One Bad Mother as parents, not actually from the Max Fun community and family, and are now joining the Max Fun community through us. Welcome.
Sorry.
not everybody swears as much as we do. Most of them do.
Yeah,
you're right. Sorry. Oops.
Don't listen to any of them with your kids.
That's probably smart.
Close safe.
So tell us a little bit about Stop Podcasting Yourself.
Well, it's me, Dave, and my friend Graham Clark, who is a successful stand-up comedian here in Canada. And we do, every week we get together with a third person, a friend of ours, usually a comedian. And it's like super loose format. We don't really, you know, we don't get to the bottom of anything. There's no real interview questions or anything. basically, it's three friends hanging out, and it's like a really positive, fun experience. I don't know how to describe it really. It's because there's no real
award winning.
No, you're just being idiots, and you're being fucking hilarious. And Graham and Dave have such a good rapport with each other, and the guest just adds awesome extra flavor, and they know a lot of super hilarious people as well. Vancouver's got a pretty good pool of talent to pull from for
True.
Guests. So it's just, I mean, I'm terribly biased because I think it's super hilarious.
It is hilarious. It really is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's award-winning. And I will say, just on a personal tip, Jesse and I love to listen to Stop Podcasting Yourself, and it's, for some reason, it's like very comforting to us. Like, it's like the show that we listen to, like, whenever we just like need to feel like okay about the world.
Yes.
Yeah, we get that a lot. It's that it's sort of like a, it's weird because we didn't set out to do this, and, but people like talk about how it's just like a joyful experience.
Yeah, well, it's not mean. There's nothing like spiteful or mean in it, you know?
Yeah,
which happens in a lot of things out there. And so it is very nice to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
It's like just listening to some friends talking.
Yeah.
Talking.
Exactly.
Being hilarious.
And being hilarious. We have a little segment we always do on the show called Genius and Fails, where we share our genius moments of the week, which tend to be anything from this week Stefan put imaginary butt glue on Katie Bell so she'd stop getting up from the fucking table every time she wanted to tell a story. And it's working for 3 days. It won't work past that. But for now it is. Failures. Like Teresa allowing her son for 3 years to play with a really dangerous lamp, and now he's burned himself and scarred himself for life. So what we'd like to do, both of these are worth celebrating. Everybody's doing a good job. Everybody loves their kids. So what we'd like you to do is share with us some genius and fails that you've had so far, 3 weeks in to this.
And let's offer up some real fails here, you guys.
Yeah.
Don't bullshit around.
No Canadian fails.
Oh, my failure was I just stared at her for too long. She's so beautiful.
I love her too much.
Yeah, no bullshit.
Well, where do we start?
Let's start with the happy stuff.
Yeah, we like genius. Let's play Start with Geniuses, and then we immediately crush any good feelings that you have from that success.
Stomp that down.
Yeah, stomp it down.
A genius moment we had was for changing using puppy pads.
Hey.
Training pads.
Like the training pads?
Yeah.
We could do it on the, because, you know, she, like I'm sure a lot of other babies are, you take the diaper off.
Wow.
They pee.
Sharding and pissing and pooping.
Just your baby. Just your baby.
That sounds weird. You might want to get her checked out.
You guys are bad parents. What are you doing?
And you can, like, lift the edge of the puppy pad. So if she, like, shoots, if the pee comes out at a little bit of a velocity, you can, like, walk it a little bit so it doesn't get all over the wall and you and everything.
I am surprised that has not come in before. That is actually
really genius.
That is really
good. We could change her on the couch and on the bed and on the floor. And I took her out and we did it like I had to do it on some some gym mat.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I got a new diaper bag and the changing pads super tiny and like barely a foot wide. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is not going to do. And then I had, puppy pad, which is like
genius,
a good 30 inches by 30 inches, and I popped it out and I didn't get poop on anything.
Wow, that's genius.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Good job.
Do you have another one, Dave?
Yeah, what, Dave, do you have one?
A genius? No, not dad.
All right, fail us. That's why we really have you on the show.
Well, I mean, last night, like, you know how a newborn baby is only supposed to sleep on their back?
Mm-hmm. I think all the clothing is labeled as such.
Well, I'm pretty sure I put her to sleep on her back, but like, and she's been sleeping in the bed between us, and so you move around a bit. But I woke up at like 6 this morning, and she was on her front. And you know how you don't want to wake the baby, but you do want to stare and make sure they're breathing. This morning it was a minor panic. Like, do I wake everyone up? Like, I think she's okay, but she's not moving, and she's in that position I've been told she shouldn't be in.
That is a terrifying fail.
That is kind of scary.
That is a scary fail. But
did you wake her up?
Yeah, did you wake her up? What'd you do?
Oh, yeah.
No, she moved.
Yeah.
Okay, you just sat there and waited.
Just so you know, that, like, never ends. Like, this, you know, like, this never ends. It's, you're just gonna, you sleep never again. Yeah. Enjoy that. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there, I did it. I did it.
Yeah, you did.
I made the fucking sleep comment.
Are you going to edit yourself out?
I'm going to forgive myself for the impossible thing that happens once you become parents.
Yeah.
All the things you don't want people to ever say to you, or just you get tired of hearing, just come out of your mouth uncontrollably. And let's just all forgive ourselves.
I forgive you for sure.
Thank you. They don't. I'm never going to.
No, we forgive you.
At least I didn't put my baby on her stomach.
Abby, do you have a fail?
Yeah, Abby, do you have any failures?
My fail is not one specific instance. And I was told that this could be a possible difficulty, but I am having a bitch of a time breastfeeding. It is no joke.
Yeah.
And the forgiveness theme is very timely for me, because I'm at a point, I mean, we're 3 weeks in, so it's still early days, and I know there's still time to figure it out, but I'm at my wit's end almost. Like, it's just, her latch is inconsistent on a good day, and it's just, it's so, like I said the other night, I she kept moving her face around, and her hands were in the way, and she'd get on, and I had to take her off, and get on, and take her off, and we're both just, like, overheating, and getting so angry.
Yeah.
It's just the worst, and, like, if I give up, and, like, pump and bottle feed, like, am I a failure?
No.
know? So no. I'm at that point now where I actually have an appointment to see a lactation consultant tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good.
That'll help.
And I've talked to, you know, doulas and midwives and nurses, and I looked up the local La Leche League here in Vancouver, and they're everywhere, and they have been an awesome resource. They've been super great. So, like I said, it's still early days and we can still figure it out, but I'm exploring other avenues because this is bullshit.
Good.
Yeah.
No, and that's good. That's totally fine. That's a, you know, the breastfeeding thing is a classic example of like shit that fucks with your mind.
Yep.
And like what you're supposed to do. And the bottom line is, in all honesty, again, this is a big discussion today. Trust your instincts. When you need a break, take the break. If you want to try, if you don't, then fucking don't.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, like really all that matters is that your baby has food.
Yep.
Exactly. Every time she eats, it's, you know, I just have to remember that, okay, she's eating. We had her weighed yesterday.
Yeah.
She's over the, you know, the weight requirements. That's great.
Awesome. I feel like there's so much pressure and there's so much like, well, if you do this, it might be over. She'll never breastfeed again.
Or yeah, nipple ruin it forever.
It'll all be.
That's the question. Who are you ruining it for?
Yeah, there's like, nothing.
Who gives a shit?
It's all bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit what you're doing? Guess what? No one gives a shit what you're doing.
Yeah.
They really don't. It feels like they do. It feels like everybody's like, what do you mean you didn't breastfeed your kid? What do you mean they're not latching? No one, in all honesty, gives a shit. Except for you and your baby. And Dave, you might be slightly involved in this. And trust yourself, trust your child. And you really will. You were doing a great
job. You're not going to go wrong.
You're not going to go wrong.
It's all good.
You are doing great.
Yeah.
Thanks, ladies.
No, thank you. You're killing it. Yeah. You're both killing it.
And thank you for being, thank you for being honest about that, because that is something we hear all the time. Our listeners know that. It's the thing. So.
I think people are just scared to talk about like how hard it can be to breastfeed because they maybe know it, you know, and there's this whole movement for like breastfeed, and which go for that. That is good.
Yeah.
But I think there's a fear of being really honest about how hard it can be and the fact that lots of us aren't successful with it that people are scared to talk about. You know, I think it falls into that category of if I say anything bad about any of this experience,
then nobody else will ever try to breastfeed.
No one else will do this, right? People keep having kids and they listen to our show. despite how clear we've made it, this may not be the best idea. I mean, if you want a life. On that lovely note, we're going to wrap things up. And say thank you guys for coming on the show. And we'll obviously everybody knows where to go here. Stop podcasting yourself.
Yep.
We'll still link you up.
Yep.
And we will link you up to Grandpa's Tumblr.
Yep.
And basically, thank you so much for coming on. And you guys are both doing a really great job.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was our pleasure.
All right.
And congratulations.
Yes.
And kiss that baby.
Yes.
Will do. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Brainwaves send a message. Pick up the phone. When you icon. Woo 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 woo. There it is.
That sounds like it. Sounds like it. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I forgot how new the freshness, the rawness of the new. They sound so happy. And what if they're going to be the parents that are actually happy throughout the whole thing? Maybe everybody's not like me, constantly struggling with the balance of identity and parenting. For the record, everybody, I actually enjoy myself quite a bit.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Especially with Halloween.
I do.
Which is coming up.
I know! And both my children are watching Alabama football with me. So everything's okay.
Yeah, everything's good.
That was really fun.
I love them.
They're really nice. And the podcast is really funny.
Yeah.
It's really good. And I especially like it on the times where Abby comes to visit the podcast.
Yeah, she's great.
And is always on there. It is really nice. So we encourage everybody to go listen as well as to check out Grandpa's Tumblr. You know what we need to do? Before we wrap up, we need to listen to a mom have a breakdown.
Hi, this is a sort of a rant, I think. I'm standing outside in a cemetery right now because it is the quietest place I can think of. And my day began this morning at about 5 a.m. when my beautiful, wonderful dog decided that he needed to throw up on our bed. So that was great. He threw up right on the blanket. And, you know, of course, mommy had to get up and take care of it. Husband looked at it and said, oh, hey, look, the dog's throwing up. And then he checked on, you know, looked at the blanket, said, oh, it didn't bleed through, and got back on his blanket and went to bed. So that was pretty awesome. And, of course, after I cleaned up all the vomit all over the bed, the dog had to go outside and do his thing, so I had to take him outside. It was great. You know, he does all his stuff. And we came back in, and I tried to get another couple hours of sleep before the baby woke up, but I think we all knew better than that. So, yeah, I'm laying in bed, and I hear the baby starting to get restless on the monitor, so I better get up and realize something smells funny. What's going on? And while the dog was outside, he had a lovely little turdlet stuck to his bum behind, and it didn't come off. I didn't notice it. It didn't come off till we got in the bed, and I have literally been rolling around in shit for the last 2 hours, you know, tossing, crying, trying to get to sleep, getting it really scrubbed in there all over my clothes and,
oh,
yeah, the sheets, which are no longer clean. The vomit didn't go through, but, you know, the shit all over the sheets. Well, that got my husband out of bed. So, anyway, I go rushing off to the shower, tell him, oh, my gosh, I have to go take a shower. I'm disgusting. I'm covered in shit. And the baby's waking up, so listen to the monitor and go, get him, right, right. Yeah, I took a shower, and I came rushing out and found husband nowhere near the no under the bed and the baby monitor going off and the baby crying hysterically in the monitor. So do I go, you know, fix the baby? No, of course I go check on my husband, who I find laying in another room in the dark on the couch looking at his phone. I say, hey, what's going on? Whole baby thing. He says, oh, baby's not crying. And I hold up the monitor where you can hear the baby screaming at the top of his lungs. He says, oh, yeah, I guess he is. Ah, that's great. So, you know, I ask, what are you doing? And he says, oh, just passing the time. So, yeah.
Just passing the time.
That's sweet. That's really sweet. So I'm going to go. Well, you know, I did. I went and saved baby and all that sort of thing, and it's all wonderful. But conveniently, we were having to get up a little bit early anyway to go off to a marriage counseling therapy type appointment. So now that I've had my peaceful moment in the cemetery, I'm going to quit ranting here, and I'm going to go rant to my shrink. Yeah. Have a good one. Goodbye.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
What I like about that,
I just
rant
love you, whoever is that, you are,
yeah,
listener.
It's such a reminder how fucking hard it is. Especially, you know, like you sit there and you go, ah. Oh. I can't even, like, the like, you've rolled around in dog shit. Clearly, the priority there is for you to get clean.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's in disagreement. And to come out to the sound of screaming while your partner doesn't hear it, yeah, quote unquote, doesn't hear it,
and is passing the time.
Man, have I been there? You're like, what are you screaming?
Even if you didn't hear the screaming, I mean, like, strip the bed,
put
the bed sheets in the wash, or
anything,
something.
That is infuriating. And
good job going to the counseling,
the marriage counseling. Sometimes it takes some fucking work. Mm-hmm. So good for you. And even though your husband should have gotten up and changed that fucking bed.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Or gone to get the baby.
Whatever.
Or done something.
Good. He's doing something by going to the marriage counseling, too.
Yes.
So good job,
yes,
Dad.
That's true. Yep.
Let's all work on that. Remember, we forgive you.
We do, yeah.
And you can forgive yourself.
Yep.
So what did we learn today? Takeaway number one, no kissing in kindergarten. Or Katie Bell will be locked in a closet forever. Two, Teresa, not a monster.
Haven't been a monster in a while.
So good job.
Might still be a monster deep down.
Deep down. Yes. Yes. It never goes away. Three, forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Let us remember to not beat ourselves up. It's okay to trust our instincts.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay to make mistakes. And all those books and all those websites and all the pressure and all of that that's out there, remember that you are an intelligent, smart person, and those are just resources for you to take away what you want to take away from.
Mm-hmm.
They are by no means a replacement for your instinct. You are the parent. They are your child. You really, in all honesty, know what's best for your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And if you mess up, mm-hmm. the great thing about messing up is having a chance to change mm-hmm. it. So we're going to shout it out. I'm not perfect and that's okay. Or it's okay that I just said that horrible thing in my head about my child. Or I forgive myself. Like, whatever. No one is paying attention to you. So just walk around like a crazy person
just
and shout things
out.
Shout
it out.
Shout it out. For Dave and Abby Shumka, adorable people.
Yep.
Living
and they're
the Canadian,
nailing it.
They're living the Canadian dream and they're nailing it.
Supporting each other.
Taking turns.
Bonding
having a
with
sense
the baby.
Of humor.
Yep.
That's right. And you
not taking the breastfeeding thing too personally.
That's right. Despite how hard that is.
Yep.
I know.
And how much extra work that is. Figuring it all out.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
And finally, we want to wrap up Max Fun Week by talking about a meetup in celebration of Max Fun Week and in celebration of all our One Bad Mother meetups that we're having all over the place.
We have a meetup coming up, a Southern California meetup.
Yep.
This coming Saturday, October 18th.
Yep.
Biz and I will be in attendance with our babies.
Yep.
Maybe our husbands if we can drag them along.
Yeah, somebody's got to watch the kids.
We'll be drinking. No.
But yeah.
No, this is a playground meetup. So this is like a little park date.
Play date.
And it's going to be at the Pirate Park in Pasadena, which is right behind the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center. We're going to get there at 11 a.m. That's this Saturday, October 18th. We'll be there at 11 a.m. I think, honestly, we'll probably wrap it up by like 12:30 because our kids are going to be ready for their afternoon nap and it's going to be hot.
And we know it's kind of right there in the middle of lunchtime. We are not providing lunch, but we are providing snacks.
Yeah, we'll have some snacks.
So some snacks, some water.
Yeah.
So
bring your kids. Yep. Let them play. Come say hi.
We're just going to hang out.
Yeah, it'll be really nice. And then I do just want to say, so the Philly meetup was last weekend. Good job.
Yep. Yay, Philly.
Austin is also on this Saturday.
Oh, sorry. That's right.
Okay. It's this Saturday also, the October 18th. It's at 11 a.m. at Little Stacy Park. And the organizer is going to have a star-shaped balloon.
Yes.
And then just another heads up, we do have a meetup scheduled for New York on Sunday, October 26th at noon. It's going to be at the Heckscher Playground, which is the bottom of Central Park near Columbus Circle.
Woohoo! So for all our Park Slope listeners who we don't understand why a One Bad Mother Park Slope meetup has not happened.
Yeah.
Because that just seems like a given. Get over there to New York. Get over into the city. Oh, you just schlep your kids into the city.
Schlep
your kids into the city.
Yeah.
Or plan your own meetup and we'll promote it here on the show.
Yep.
You guys are killing it.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Way to do it. Teresa.
Yeah.
You are doing a really good job.
Thank you.
And way to forgive yourself.
Thank you. And you're doing a really good job. And you should just forgive the shit out of yourself whenever.
Ugh.
All the time.
Why isn't the wine helping me forget? Oh, not forget. Forgive. Forgive. Everybody. You are all nailing it.
Yeah, good job, you guys.
And it's true, with or without kids, we all make mistakes. Forgive yourself.
Yep.
Move on. You're killing it. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I got to low down mama blues. I got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues.
We'd like to thank Max Fun, Lindsay Pavlis, our engineer, our husbands Stefan Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all these horrible things, and of course, you, our listener. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
Do you have a genius or fail moment you'd like to share on the show? Then leave us a message at 206-350-9485. Full-on rage-induced rants are also welcome.
Well, Daddy may be fussing by, got low-down mama. Oh, Daddy.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned.
Listener-supported.